Let Group Holdings announce decision to sell Tigra de Crystal Casino in Russia. Let Group Holdings is set to hold a shareholder meeting next month to discuss the sale of its Tigra de Crystal resort in Russia. The company is worried about the impact of sanctions related to the Ukraine conflict. Established in 2015, Tigra de Crystal was the first casino resort in Russia's Primary Integrated Entertainment Zone, PIS, near Vladivostok. Developed by Melco Resorts and Entertainment, the €158.6 million project was intended to be the first of 11 casinos planned for the area by 2023, aiming to create a mini Las Vegas in the Russian Far East. Project beset by problems from day one. A 2012 feasibility study by Global Market Advisors projected gaming revenues could hit €46 billion within 10 years. However, the resort faced challenges early on. In 2017, son of famous billionaire Stanley Ho and Melco chairman, Lawrence Ho, sold his majority stake. The resort encountered more obstacles. The pandemic forced the casino to close temporarily in 2019, stalling growth in the Russian casino zone. Now, ongoing issues from Russia's war with Ukraine are further complicating plans. Let Group Holdings, along with its subsidiary Summit Ascent Holdings, is now looking to sell Tigra de Crystal at a reduced price. In January, Let nearly finalized a deal to sell 100% of its shares in casino operator G1 Entertainment to Russian company Dalnyvostochny Aktiv for €107 million. This proposed sale led to 5 out of 6 Summit Ascent board members resigning in protest, leaving only Chairman Andrew Lowe. The potential buyer then withdrew from the deal in February. On August 15, Lowe will oversee an extraordinary general meeting, EGM, to develop a new strategy for selling the resort. Wartime sanctions a cause for concern. Sanctions related to the Ukraine war are a significant concern. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, the United States implemented sweeping sanctions against Russia in February 2022, aiming to isolate the nation economically and militarily. Since then, the US, UK, European Union, and other countries, including Australia, Canada, and Japan, have imposed over 16,500 sanctions on Russia, affecting imports, exports, currency reserves, and travel. Let shareholders are keen to divest the company's Russian assets. They argue that maintaining ownership of G1 Entertainment could lead to too many uncertainties and risks. They fear sanctions on these assets or Let Group and its subsidiaries from countries opposing the war. In the PIS, only 2 casino resorts are operational, Tigra de Crystal and Shambhala, which opened in 2020. Both resorts have paused Phase 2 developments. As of last fall, Asia Invest Group was working on a third resort project, while Cambodian operator Naga Corp postponed its plans to join the Primary Casino Cluster following the Ukraine invasion.